You're welcome to the Nightly Strange.
Thanks,
Doc! Welcome to the Nightly Strange, ladies and gentlemen. We are your hosts, D-Mac Uno.
And I'm Kay Stanley.
And welcome to another exciting episode here in Washington State.
Woohoo!
The sun is out and the pollen is out kicking ass.
I know. It's time to start doubling the dose of the allergy medicine.
Yeah, I had to give my son some. He just laid out right now like, I don't even want to do nothing.
Oh no, you got him one that's got some sleepy time stuff in there.
Yeah, I got some Claritin or something like that.
Oh, they should have a non-drowsy one.
Yes, it should be non-drowsy.
I use Zyrtec, Cetirizine.
I don't know nothing about allergies, but I have allergies. I didn't get allergies until I was like 30, or I didn't realize what they were, because I would get sick. I'd be like, oh, my throat hurts, you know, like when it starts to get warm, and then when it gets cold, my throat will hurt again. And I'm like, oh, it's pollen. I'm like, fuck. Like, so I developed that allergy. I became lactose intolerant. Getting old sucks.
It is interesting how the body changes over time. I too developed allergies later in life, and it was because I was mass exposed to scotch broom, I think it's called, this yellow. And that seemed to just activate that. And from that moment on, it's just been, I've been really affected, like yourself, by pollen. I have to do like eye drops in my eyes.
Yeah.
Have to go in, and I'm ready for the cars to start turning green.
You know, scotch broom, the crazy thing about that is it's not even native to America. Some guy brought it over from somewhere in Europe. And it spread like wildfire. It's not even native. And the lady told me that if you take scotch broom, you can actually do something to it to make it a drug. I Googled it because she told me when I was driving buses. She told me that. I was like, holy shit. And I looked it up. But I also look at all that scotch broom on the side of the road. I'm like, why aren't you having prisoners and people on welfare that aren't working pulling all this scotch broom out?
Yeah, because it is very invasive.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you could knock that out in the summer.
And the knotweed and just all that stuff. You know, some of those, like, the noxious weeds, you know? Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I think they could be doing that, too. Yes, those are technically jobs that people do, but I do think that perhaps we are underutilizing some of the people who are already having a hard time finding employment. So,
yeah. Well, it's a nice sunny day, so I'm just thinking that, like, it's 55 degrees here today, and everyone's acting like it's 87. I'm swear, like, the streets is full. I'm smelling barbecues starting up. Someone's lawnmower's going right now. That's outside.
It definitely looks much warmer than it actually is. I still needed a jacket. However, if I were to go out for a walk, I was only indoor walking today, but I feel like if I were to go out for a walk, a good brisk walk, I'd get warm.
Yeah, as long as I was in the sun today, I kept like, I usually only take like a 5-minute break. I go outside, huff down a Newport, come back in there. But I was like, nah, I'm gonna take my whole 15 minutes today. Like yesterday, I was outside of work and some Caucasian young lady was out there playing some rap music. She kept saying the N-word. And so I had to come around the corner and just stand there and stare at her. She saw it and shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what you're listening to. Say it loud. Say it again. I'm giving that look. Puffing my Newport. And I got a tie on, too. You know what I'm saying? Tie. My shirt's tucked in. Like, I ain't no square.
That's awareness for her. So good job for her.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like to use the word nigga. But, like,
I don't want to say it's like I never use it, because sometimes it does slip out. I mean, and I do listen to music, but for the most part, not all the music I listen to has that. But yeah, I don't really say it.
For me, it's like, I think, I don't know if we talked about it last pod, like, I don't like to listen to rap music before 10 o'clock in the morning. It, like, I have to play some slow jams or something. I mean, when I used to hate my last job, I would drive there and listen to Chief Keef at 3 o'clock in the morning. Feel me? Oh, everybody loves Sosa. Now it's just like in the morning, I'm listening to like R&B and jazz, and I'd be chilling even at night. I'm like, I can't listen to this old Project Pat stuff after 11 o'clock at night. Like, put on some smooth like hip hop, lo-fi hip hop.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, that's absolutely, the vibes are much. Maybe that's what you were talking about earlier, as far as remember how things change when you get older. Because all of a sudden, yeah, you're like, no, I need a calm down vibe. I got work in the morning.
For real. People be hitting me up on Thursdays and Wednesdays, like, what you doing tonight? I'm like, sleep. I had a homeboy call me the other day. It was 1 o'clock in the goddamn morning. And he's ringing my Facebook. And you know, Facebook don't have an answer machine. So it's just like, and I'm like, bruh. And like the second time he called me again, like it was like going on for like 2 minutes. I had to ignore it. I was like, then I talked to him. He's like, yeah, bro, I ate a bunch of mushrooms. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to work.
Yeah, not that.
Yeah, I don't understand, man. It must be nice having them days off during the week. I'm good. I'll take my weekends.
No, and I think because of the way our society is set up, that's just how you have to have your days off on the weekends, yeah. Honestly, because that's when a lot of people have their days off. But then, because think about in your friend group. I don't know. I remember back in the day when I was working retail, right? You have that wonky either that Tuesday and Thursday off. Heaven forbid they're split up like that, right?
Oh, that'd be ugly.
You know, but nobody wants to be like, it was hard, but everyone's ready. I mean, sometimes it would be okay for Thursday, right? Because usually there's some sort of like ladies night or some sort of special that goes on. So maybe, right? But you got youth on your side. But really, it's about the weekends. This is, you know, everything needs to be done. Now I'm just like, by 10 o'clock, no, I don't
want to. Yeah, I'm done with the day. I don't want to drive at night, nothing. I mean, I remember I used to work. I had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off. Which is cool. I mean, it's good to have one day off during the week.
Huh?
Then you can go like do doctor's appointments and get things done that you can't get done unless you take a day off. But other than that, nah, give me my weekends.
That is an excellent point.
It sucks. And like, you know, I couldn't be that person where if I had Thursday off, I can't go out drinking Thursday night. I can go out drinking Wednesday night, you know, because if I drink before and I have to go to work the next day, I'm not going to work the next day. I'm going to wake up and be like, this was a bad idea. I should have called out last night. Lay right back down.
But dial it back, like, you know, 15, 20 years ago, you would have boot and rallied.
Oh, yeah. So I pulled all-nighters before when I was a young man. You know what I'm saying? Just coming to work, got gloves on. What up, y'all? Eyes dilated and shit. Like, yeah, killing it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Be still
hungover. You get to lunchtime, you're starting to zone out. Like, this is getting bad. Yeah, no. Get 3 hours of sleep and just be on it. Not no more. I need a good 7 these days.
Oh, I know. That's right. Yes. Seriously, because that's how you got to keep your cortisol level down. I keep, now that I'm of a particular age, cortisol seems to be the buzzword. And that's super important to maintaining health, especially as you continue to get older, because that's that stress hormone.
Yeah.
And then the way your body responds to that by like weight gain, it can impact your mental well-being. So just like having to manage that.
Yeah. I've decided I'm going to get my hair braided too.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's time. I mean, I know I'm going a little thinner on the top, but it's either, I don't want to have to, it's getting hot, so I'm about to fix the window on my Escalade because it don't roll down, right? It ain't rolled down in a long time.
Yeah.
And it's cool during the rain, I ain't tripping, but then got hot and I couldn't get no air. But I'm going to braid my hair. And if I don't, if it looks good and when I take it out, I don't lose any hair on the top, I'm going to do it again. But I want to save my hair. I don't want to be bald.
Yeah.
Because it's harder to get women when you're bald.
I don't want to say it's harder, but I could see why you would have that perception. Because if you go bald, you really gotta own you gotta own it. You know,
I gotta wear a hat every day.
No, because now the girls are hip to that. Because when they see the guys wearing hats, it's take your hat off.
Well, I'm hip to a I'm hip to a Spanx too, but you know, what are we gonna do there? So,
well,
you know, once by the time we both get naked, it's a little too late. We're just like, we'll just have sex and not talk again. I'm like, cool, you know, get what we want.
It doesn't always have to go to sex right away. We can discover this beforehand, right? I mean, I guess you can't say, hey, take your Spanx off.
Yeah. But you give him a hug. You give him a proper hug. You'd be like, what's that?
Oh, because you can feel.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to be able to feel. Squishy. You know, you're not. You're not supposed to be able to feel.
Is that a gummy bear or cotton candy?
Gosh. But shout out to Spanx though, because
they be putting it down. Yeah, they be getting it busy,
suck it in and tight. Yes. But I'm so glad we got some more daylight right now. I think that's really important. So I encourage all the listeners, if you too are now getting some more daylight, step outside, soak in that vitamin D.
For real, especially since we're all what's the word when you ain't getting enough sleep?
Sleep deprived.
Sleep deprived. That hour just threw me off bad this year. Threw me off bad. Like, yeah. I mean, I was at the team meeting on Wednesday, and my boss was like, "Damn, everybody looked tired." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah."
And that's what's trippy, because now with one, it's messing with you because you forget how late it's getting because it's still light outside. So again, I love that, but then I also dislike that because you lose track of time. Like, damn, it's like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's like I'm sitting up last night. I'm like, damn, it's already 11. I'm trying to lay down. Then I want to play on my phone. Then I look up, it's 11:45. I'm like, crap.
Oh, and just like that, tired.
Yeah, then I got to wake up, and I got to wake my kids up no more in the morning. But my daughter be in her room talking, so I can hear. She be like, "Hey, girl, I'm like, "It's fucking 6:30 in the morning." So I'm gonna go to bed, and I'm gonna wake up early tomorrow, and I'm gonna wake all them little motherfuckers up.
Why you gotta wake them all up?
Because they do it to me. I'm petty as. I don't know if you know this, K. Stanley, but I'm petty as fuck.
He said, "I'm a petty as fish. Don't fly me."
I'm petty as shit. I don't care. People are like, "Why would you do that to me?" I'm like, "Cause you did it to me, and I'm about to do it better. I don't care what people think." Like, okay. You know? Oh well.
I mean, I definitely get tit for tat. I'm here for it.
Yeah,
you know,
for real.
And what's interesting, because I'm looking at the stick, you know, because we were talking, we're going to talk about daylight savings time. But what's interesting is they can get together, right, and ban TikTok, but they can't get together and freaking stop daylight saving time. The switch back and forth for like making that a permanent thing. Like,
well, they're banning TikToks because they think that the Chinese are you know, getting all this free information
data. Yeah,
which they are. And America's like, "Yo, you can't do that to our citizens, only we can." And then also the people conspiracy thing is that since it's not owned by America, they can't censor all the Free Palestine and all the Gaza stuff and all the stuff they're posting about Israel. And so they're like, that's why they're voting on it. Like, no, we'll vote on this, and it's like bipartisan. Like, these people have not got along for anything at all, mm-hmm. but now they're getting along to ban TikTok. So, I mean, that's basically what it is. But I don't want to get too deep in it because I got to keep the strange going. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I hear that.
I just don't want the problems.
No, I feel that. And I only bring it up because what's strange about this is just the way that 1 hour impacts so many people, right? We feel that in our body clocks, our circadian rhythms.
Yeah.
And I would just love for them to get together and just make it stop so we could collectively stop feeling that jar of that jump forward. Seriously.
You know, it's crazy. Like, they've been messing with the time so much. Ethiopia's like, "Yo, it's only 2017 right now." But you hear about the herd of locusts is about to hit America?
Listen, I heard about the locusts. I didn't know that they were coming here, but I did hear.
Well, it's like it's they call them something else. I'm gonna call them locusts.
Cicadas. Anyways, or something.
Cicadas, yes. There's two different ones, and they usually come out at different times, right? But this year, they're all coming out together, so it's gonna be trillions of them, right? And I'm like, isn't that in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that in the Bible? And then we're supposed to have an eclipse too. And I'm like, isn't that somewhere? I mean, like, we're about to have like a couple signs here this summer, and everyone's just like,
yeah.
Who's, you know, on the Masked Singer?
What's trippy about that, right, is that you bring that up, is when that drought was happening somewhere in like the Red Sea or some sort of over there in the Middle Eastern areas, some water level dropped and exposed these caves or something like that, these little cities or something like that, and they found these scrolls, and they were talking about now that they're like some sort of prophecy, like now that once those scrolls are found, then some sort of like the trumpets of
that trumpets of the angels or whatever,
yeah, the seals or, you know, all that stuff that's like supposed to be like the calling of that. So it's interesting that you talk about these signs, the locusts, the eclipse and stuff. It makes me wonder, you know, is
is it time? You know, I always tell people too, I'm like, you think the end of the world's gonna be quick like in the movie? Nah, it's gonna make you suffer over time. I mean, look at California. They almost, like, LA almost washed away.
Oh, yeah.
In the rain, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it just lets you know how unsteady things are. They're not as solid as they seem over on the California coast. It's still earth matter that it's still ships and roads.
Yeah, Mother Nature will put you in your place really quick.
Exactly.
I still wanted my snow this year, though.
I'm surprised we didn't get the snow.
Hopefully we do in 2 weeks. I'll ask for it. I'm put that bad juju out there for everybody. In 2 weeks.
It's not bad five juju.
Feet.
Yeah.
5 feet. Well, I don't want to hold everybody too long. You know what I'm saying? This is the Nightly Strings. K. Stanley, you got any shout outs you want to send to anybody?
No. Well, yeah. Shout out to Rosie and Kilo. Shout out to all the listeners, as always. Appreciate each and every one of y'all.
Yes, and shout out to everybody doing their own thing and enjoying their lives and pursuing their dreams or doing anything. You know, keep going. And who cares? Don't worry about nobody else, what they got to say to you about anything you do that you enjoy. As long as you ain't personally hurting nobody, like physically, fuck them all. Enjoy yourself and do your life. Once again, this is D-Mac Uno.
And I'm Kay Stanley.
And this is The Nightly Strange.
You're welcome to The Nightly Strange.
Thanks, bye.